USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As many of President Trump's supporters are suggesting, he should be in line for the Nobel Peace Prize for developments concerning North Korea. A leading Democratic lawmaker weighs in and gives him a backhanded compliment.
The combination of the president's unpredictability and indeed his bellicosity had something to do with the North Koreans deciding to come to the table.
California Democrat Adam Schiff saying it's too early for President Trump to accept such accolades.
He needs to realize that we may go into a confrontational phase, and he may not want the full blame if things go south.
Schiff was speaking on ABC's This Week. Dozens of Central American migrants have reached the U.S. border. Their push for asylum is just beginning. About 50 people from the caravan, which at times had numbered over 1,000, are planning to seek asylum in the U.S. today. This is USA Radio News.
Brian! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Reports are President Trump is planning to address the NRA's annual convention later this week. CNN's reporting the White House is finalizing details for the president to speak at the meeting in Dallas. It would be Trump's third consecutive time addressing that conference. Vice President Mike Pence is already scheduled to speak at the meeting on Friday. U.S. Representative Trey Gowdy says he's got more confidence in executive branch investigations, like the one into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, than he does congressional probes.
I am awaiting the Mueller investigation. They get to use a grand jury. They have investigative tools that we don't have. Executive branch investigations are just better than congressional ones.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, the South Carolina Republican, who sits on the House Oversight Committee, added they didn't find any evidence of collusion. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The third and fourth largest wireless carriers in the U.S. are merging. T-Mobile agreeing yesterday to acquire Sprint in a deal worth $26 billion. It's taken 4 years of on-again, off-again talks that ended with this agreement, which is to create a carrier worth $127 million. Verizon is the nation's top carrier, followed by AT&T. Gasoline prices nationwide are now at their highest level since November of 2014. Yeah, that's 4 years ago. Here's John Clemens with more.
Summer demand is up, the economy is up, and so is the national average for gasoline prices. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
National average is hitting $2.81 a gallon. That's the highest tally since November of 2014, whereas 1 week ago, the national average stood at $2.76. That tally now 44 cents a gallon higher than where we were last year.
Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us prices at the pump only in Florida were down 1 penny on average over the past week.
And the president of the White House Correspondents Association's bashing the comedian who was invited to deliver a monologue during this weekend's annual dinner. Margaret Tolov saying Michelle Wolf's monologue was, quote, not in the spirit of the White House Correspondents Association's mission. Wolf getting sharp criticism from Republican and Democratic lawmakers as well, and also from President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.